Learning Masech this Yuma from Gimel Min Aleph. Gemara is going through the Pesukim, dashing about Parah Aduma, each Pasuk, like Ula started the Sugyam, Kala Pasha Kula Masha Meitzi Mian Masha, Masha Meila Masha, each Pasuk, what the requirements are. So the Gemara mentions about Isa, that it says, V'haitzi Isa al Michutza Machane, and that's to tell you, Shalayetzi Acheres Ima. You should only bring it out alone, you should not bring another animal with the Parah Aduma. And he brings the Mishnah in Parah. You don't bring a black parah together because you don't want people to think they shechted a black parah. You need a red parah. And you don't bring in a red parah with it because you don't want them to think that they shechted two. And Rabbi Eimer, when the mission there says, Rabbi Eisi, I'm a layman of shame, Mazam Shishnama Eisel Levada. It's exactly the cause of Eisel Levada. So Maris Akasha Tanakama, Ksiv Eisel. Why is the Tanakama only paslit because of Shemi Yemru? It says, Isa, you need Levada. So Moses says, Man Tanakama, Reb Shimini, the Darish Tam in the Krum. It goes like Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon is Darish Tam in the Krum. May Ben Ayu, Ekeb Ben Ayu, Dabbe Chamar Abahada. If we brought a Chamar out together with the Parah Aduma, see if you hold Isa Levada, a Chamar is also not considered alone. But if you hold it's Exerim, so you only have Exerim by a Parah Shchayrim, or by two Parah Adumas, but a Chamar, there's no Havim in it. That's the Gemara. Now, the Rambam, Hilchas Parah Adumah, Perek Dalach, Abayis Paskins, Leirotza Parah Lotzis, Eim Metzina Mashchara, Shayim Mishayim Shachdu, Vloy Adumah, Shayim Mishdayim Shachdu. Man Mishna Loshin of the Tanakama of the Mishnah. So the Chayim is passed like Tanakama. And according to the Rambam, Malach HaLamaisi, you could bring out a Chamar together with it, and as I stated in the Kesef Mishnah. But the Taisus Yantif on the Mishnah there in Parah Adumah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, he says a lot of times the Rambam doesn't pass like Reb Shimon. We don't pass like Reb Shimon the Darish Tam of the Kro. Why is the Rambam here passing like Reb Shimon? As I will say, the Kesef Mishnah says the reason why passing is that way is because Stam Mishnah, when you have a Stam in the Mishnah and then a Machlekes, so you say Alacha Kestam, it's the Rambam. But the Gemara says it goes like Reb Shimon, the Darish Tam of the Kro, and not like Reb Shimon. How can he pass like the Stam Mishnah if it's going to lay a libid hilchas up? As I fact the Taisus Yantif in Mesechnis Parah, and he buys Shver. Now there is a Shaila, Shan in Rambam. The Arach Reinim at Neman, that the Rambam held, that the whole Dim was Darabana, and that's the Mashmais of the Rambam. If it's the Raisa, even if it's a time of the Krah, the Rambam really shouldn't say it that way. Stam, Leirotza Parah, Mashkar, Shelayim, Usher, Shachnu, Leidum, Usher, Mishnaim, Shachnu. Without mentioning that it's a din deraisa, Mamish the Mashmoyis is that it's a din derabanan. The Mabit learns that way in Kiryas Sefer, and the Karanayah in the Dharam, Dafayin Gimel learns that way. But it's very shver, because what's the Sugya? The Sugya says, Tanakama, Ksiv Isa. Mar Akasha, what do you do with the Pasuk of Isa? And the whole territory of my family was Reb Shimon, the Darish Tam and the Crow. And Lefili Rambam, the Kasha of Advaib and Shver. I mean, you're going to have to say the Rambam was Samech on a different Sugya, I guess. The Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, Simon and Chesed Dalet says that Avada, there's a drasha of Isa. Isa is when you want to take out two. Now you're taking out two in order to shech two. That's Isa. Shachar Isa, Vaitzi Isa means don't take out another Parah Aduma in order to do two Parah Adumas. You can only take out one at a time. He brings it from the Gemara in Chulin. He doesn't only say it in Svar. He brings it from the Gemara in Chulin. That's the sight of Isa. Isa means to take out another paraduma al das to takadu a paraduma. But if he's just doing it because this para doesn't want to go out and he needs company, just to they should be able to take it on the trip, so then the din is derabanan. So why did Gemara just say that? Veshachar Isa is going on if you're taking it out in order to do another paraduma. So he says, because some action didn't think that way. And a lot of times, the Taritzin likes answering with Vidas some action. But the Rambam, Hayesi had a Stam Mishnah, and we don't pass it like Reb Shimon, so mainly said a different chant. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's shikul. A lot of Echayim learned that the Rambam is passing like Reb Shimon because you want to stim it with that Gemara. And the Shailas, how it stims, the Echayim speak about it, the Mishnah Echayim on the Mishnah in part of them, and the Netziv and on the Sifri in Chukas. The Netziv has a beer on the Sifri, which talks about in the Chazanish, in Masech, the Spar, Simvav, Sivkan, Nisvav. But Erech, they say that that in Reb Shimon Gufa, sometimes you do dash and time in the crowd, sometimes you don't. In this case, the psak is that we do dash and time in the crowd. Now, in the Gemara that says nafgamina, the Igam ben Ayah, the Afik Chamar Ba'adei, that the nafgamina la halacha is, if they took a Chamar, the Tferis is shown there, and the Mishnah says, the Chaya have another nafgamina. What's the din b'di'evet? Let's say you took the Parah Aduma together with another Parah, and you did the whole Avedis of Parah Aduma. If it's the Rabbanan of Adab b'di'evet, it won't be ma'akif. You did the wrong thing. You were even on the Xeris Chachamim, or even if it's time in the Krah. You were even on the Torah that told you that we don't want people to think Shechir Shachtu or Shnayim Shachtu. But Lamaisa, it wouldn't be Ma'akib in the event. But if you're going to say that it's Xeris Akasav without a Tam, so the Chayit says Chukah. Chukah means it's Ma'akib in the event. As a fact, it's very successful. He says you have to say Lilakuliyam it's not Ma'akib, because Chukah means the things that are done in the Gufa Parah itself. Stame Issa the Torah gave together with the Parah, Chukah doesn't go, that wouldn't be Ma'akev b'di'evet. But the Chazon Ish, in Parah Simen Vav, Ayis Tezvav, he says, I can tell you another nafgamina. Let's say you took it out and you didn't shech the Parah yet. The Pharisee says, oh, so you did shech the Parah. The Chazon Ish says, let's say you didn't shech the Parah yet. You took it out together with another Parah. So according to the Man D'Amer, that says that it's Xeris HaKasav, so you should bring it back and do another Haitzah. Mashengen, if the Tama Kra is Shlayim Shchayr Shachdu, it's not going to help to bring it back. There's nothing Shchayr Shachdu. Maybe the Eitz is to bring the Shchayr back, right? If Yol Shnayim Shachdu, there's no point in bringing it back and doing it again. The point is bringing back the other one. Also, Yitain is like this. If it's Xer Shachas, if he thinks, when is it Chal the Haitzav, the Haitzi Eitzav? He holds when you bring it to the place where you're burning it. That's Chal the Haitzav. But if it's Alts Shlayim, so that the issue would be Bchal Erech Aderech. But he wants to say that when the Gemara says Zahab B'chamar Abad, that's just one example. And then Echanami, any time you'll have Shem Yairimu, but you won't have the Xeris HaKasif, or you'll have the Xeris HaKasif, you won't have Shem Yairimu, be the same thing. But then the Chazanish declares in Shasant Shaila. He declares, maybe there is no Chiyav Haitzah. Like this, you learn the Gemara, there's a mitzvah, Haitzi Aisa. Part of the Seid of the Parah Aduma has to be to Haitzi Aisa. Let's say it's already there. It walked there itself. So right now, it's the place exactly where it has to be. So do you have to bring it back to the Beis HaMikdash and do another Eitzah? He's not sure. The whole kash is gebait on the idea that there's a din Eitzah. So well, there's a din Eitzah. So if you have another one with it, so you weren't mekayim the din Eitzah. I said, come here not. Come here, there's no din Eitzah. You don't need Eitzah. The pshat is Islam. There's an Xerah, according to Reb Shimon, and an Isser, according to the Rabbanan, without Xerah Zakasav, that when you're doing the Eitzah, you shouldn't bring out anything else. But there is no Din Eitzah. If it's Avad, there wouldn't be any Nafkimina for the Psul Eitzah. There's no Din Eitzah. The Eitzah is B'chal Nan HaMitzvah. That's a Kleit HaChazinish. Now the Gemara goes right to V'shachar Eitzah, Shayishkar Echeris Imam. Now you shouldn't shecht another one with it. What does it mean, shechting another one with it? The Teis HaShanim, and who within the Teis HaRash says, it means to shecht the two together with a long knife. If you're shechting a Parah Aduma, and 5 minutes later, shechting another Parah Aduma, there's no Isser. The Isser is to shech the two together, mamish together with a long knife. Now Rashi is also mashma that way. Rashi, on Shleyem Mishtayim Shachdu, Rashi says, what's the problem with Mishtayim Shachdu? V'kaimul on Shekol Malachas and Asasim et Besel HaSaisa. So it's a malacha being done with it. It sounds like you're doing one shechita together with it. But then he says, V'kaman am yamina v'shachar ha'isa shleyishadu acheres ima. So Stam, it's a little bit shvei the Rashi. Why is he saying two taimen to asa shechting acherisima? He says a time of malacha, and he says a time of shlishchen acherisima. What are you the two taimen for? They say, and let's ask the kasha on the pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk for shacharis or shlishchen acherisima? When Rashi says when you shech them together, you're doing a malacha with it. So typically, it's malacha pasuls, not only shita. What's bechlam shad in the pasuk for shacharis or shlishchen acherisima? As it affects the kasha. Now that kasha really ties in chul and daf lamed beis and aleph as that kasha. There's a gemara there. The gemara is discussing. There's a machlekes Rabbi Nosson and Rabbanan. If shkita school and ikavana, if you do shkita school without any kavana, is that a good shkita? Rabbi Nosson holds it's not shkita school is not ikavana, and Rabbanan holds it does. So the gemara says like this. Let's say you shech the parah aduma, and as you're shechting it without realizing it, there's another cow or another animal that's there, and another cow, and you shechted both. You didn't realize, you thought you were shechting a parah duma, and really you're shechting a parah duma together with another cow. So the Gemara says like this. According to Rav Nosson, the shechita skulin does not need kavana. So kumtais, the other cow is a good shechita. So the other cow you can eat. But once the other cow is a good shechita, so now the parah duma is puzzle. You know why? Because of shachan ais the lais of a chaverta. That's what Gemara says. But according to the Rabbanan, if you didn't realize that you're shechting another cow, so then the other cow shkita is no good. It's not a good shkita because shkita school needs kavana. So that would make the paraduma good because you don't have a shacharayis of lechaverta. And in either case, you don't have a psul malacha because you weren't mechavin for malacha. You didn't realize. Malacha only is if you're mechavin for malacha. Now, let's say you mechavin to shechted. So then the Rabbanan would agree that the other cow is a good shkita, and now the paraduma is no good because of a psul malacha. So Taiz asks the kasha. According to Rav Nosson, I understand why you need v'shachar isa l'isa v'chaverta. You need it for a case when it wasn't mechaven. He wasn't planning on shechting the other one, and still there's a psul of isa v'isa v'chaverta. But according to the Rabbanim, iman of shach. If he wasn't planning on shechting it, so it's not a good shkita. If it's not a good shkita, you don't have the psul of shachar isa v'isa v'chaverta. And if he was planning on shechting it, so anyway, have a psul malacha. So Taiz already asked this kasha. The kasha we're asking on Rashi. The Rashi said that when you shech both of them, it's a psul malacha. And then he says, "Well, kaman amin v'shach ten isa shlishkan echayisima." Taisus asks the kasha, "Why do you shlishkan echayisima? Table is a psul malacha." So Taisus says, "If you shech two para adumas together, the kavana that they should both be para adumas, that's not a psul malacha, because a psul malacha means a malacha that doesn't have to do with the para. But here, since they're both the same para." So all you're doing is you're being Isaac in Paraduma, even though it's two different Paradumas. If not for Vishach and Isaac, Isaac and Chaveta, that wouldn't be a psul malacha because they're both Paraduma. That's why we need the pasuk of Isaac, Isaac and Chaveta. So come this, according to Taisa Zazai, according to the Rabbanan, that Shkita school needs Kavana. If you're shechting a behemoth school in together with the Param, so then you don't need the pasuk. Typically, then you're doing malacha together with it. Even if you're shechting two Paradumas together, but if one of them you want to be the Paraduma, and the other one you want to eat. You're not shechting it l'shem paraduma. So vaita, it's a psul malacha. You don't need the pasuk aysa v'aysa v'chaveta. When do you need the aysa v'aysa v'chaveta? When you're shechting both l'shem paraduma. So I think that's Pshat Rashi. The Gemara just says shleim u'shnayim shachtu. When you're shechting two, but not to make two paradumas, so then what's the psul? The psul isn't because of aysa v'aysa v'chaveta, because you don't want the other one to be a paraduma. The reason the psul is, that is, you did malacha. The psul is the psul malacha. Could be you also have a psul if it's a kasher shkita. Could be you also have a psul of isul isul chavet. But you don't need it. I'm sorry. You don't need it. You have a psul malacha. But when you tak a shechni both them she paradumas, then you need the psul of a shachar isul isul chavet. So I think that's what Rashi means. Shloyam shnayim shachdu. In a normal case, where the second one is not done to be a paraduma, it's pasalat malacha. That's when they both want to be a paraduma. That's the chayim. I saw in the Gevurah very similar. He says a whole different pshat, but similar to this pshat. And now let's go back to it. The Gemara goes on the drashas. The drasha the Gemara brings that I'm telling zecha now. It says v'chibes begada v'kayin b'kihunai. The chibes begada v'kayin. The kayin should wash his clothing means that his clothing become tummy. B'kihuna. Rashi says, "Hi, kain is a kray yisayir." We don't mean a kain. You don't have to tell me v'chib is begad of a kain. You just say v'chib is begad of rachas b'sayir b'mayim. Why does it say a kain? Teretz says that the kain is going on begad of. That the begad of are big dekuna, not the big dechay. V'chib is begad of a kain. The kain with the begad of together. Now, why do you need a pasuk telling you need big dekuna? I think bashit. The Gemara early in that Mendezim and Aleph says that really paris kachy benekabais. And the Gemara says, "Sorry, but why do you need the din kain?" So the Gemara says, "You need kain, meaning to have a maris legon." Now, the maris legon need big dekuna. I saw in the Minchas of Ram, he says, "B'shem the Briski Rav, maris legon do not need big dekuna." Says Pashit. Someone comes to the kain with the nega, the kain does not have to put on his big dekuna. He passes on the gun without any big dekuna. And the chayat, if the din par is not al se'avayt, it's meaning to have a maris legon, so that would mean it wouldn't need big dekuna. And so that's the chiddush akra, that you need big dekuna, even though you don't need, it's not an avayda. The whole din kuna is on smaris negon. We'll see soon that the kayin gadol doesn't wear big dekayin gadol. We'll see. If you need big day kunas avaida, then you would have to wear the big day kaigana, but it's not because of avaida. There's an ayin din that you need big day kuna. Als par is mechayev big day kuna. But it's not a regular din avaida. That's why I need a pasuk. See, the shayla is, what about other psulei kuna? Is emesis, there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisis in Zvachim, David Zayin and Bey. It's interesting machlekes Rashi and Taisis. That the Gemara there says, a machlekes Tanam, but the Gemara says, the Tanakama says that a para numa that's made with an einan or mechusik yipurim is kasher. An einan and mechusik yipurim can't do avaida, but they could do the para numa. So Rashi says, you know why? Because kasher better go back, you see. So the Mashmayis is in Rashi that you don't have psulei avaida by right, because he says just like, why don't you have einam chesed purim? Because you better gemayis. So that's the other psulim like balmum ukedema. I mean, ruchitzis daim reglaim. The Mishnah talks about you do need kiddush daim reglaim, but other things like balmum ukedema, Rashi's mash you don't have. It's because you better gemayis. The Taisis there says that no, since it's katas karechmana, and you find. He brings two things out of Chatas Kairachmana. One is a Trefis Pasuk as Chatas Kairachmana, and one is a Chloy Lishma's Pasuk as Chatas Kairachmana. So you see, it does need Dine Karbin. So who would then? It'll have Sule Avaida. Could be Rashi holds it's only Dinim in the Gufa Parah. Trefa or Chloy Lishma is Dinim in the Parah. Mashengen in the Kayin, you don't have these Dinim. You don't say Chatas Kairachmana for the Kayin. See, the Biski Rav has a shtickle that Tame, according to Rashi, is not a Sule Avaida. There's no psul avaida of tame. The psul tame by para is a din in para. You see, even afterwards, the asifa, we'll get to it. The asifa is ever, and the hazah, the chuli, has to be betara, vasa vishtar. So that's a din, and that's the same psul by the avaida. That's and there's no psulim. So that's a Rashi holds. But Taisa holds no. Chatas karechmana means there are psulim. According to Taisa, a little bit shver. Why do you need a pasuk? Need big dekuna? Why don't you say alschatus kairachmana? Why don't you say alschatus kairachmana? That's why you need big dekuna. Maybe even a gunditaisis is only shilas in the gufa kayin, like he's an einan, he's a mechusik yipurim. But lachar balmum should be an afkamina. According to taisis, lachar that zayin absul balmum, just like there'd be absul. He says that the reason why einan and mechusik yipurim are kashal lemais is because you learn that from tvolyayim. The Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel and Bay says in drasha that tvolyayim is kashal. And from that drasha, you learn out that ayin and mechusik yipurim are kasher. You have a kal v'chayim, but balmum l'chayim should be pasul. There's a meshachachma in Parshas Chukas that clears that maybe there's no psul mum gavi par. He says it's a davar chadash. The mechuschinach I saw a stira in Shin Tzadik Zayin where he's talking about para. He says near the kol psul v'ayin psul mepara chus b'tuliyim mechusik yipurim and ayinet, and he brings the taisis in Zvachim Daf Yud Zayin. So he's mashma that you have all the psulim, including balmum. In Reishai and Hay, where he talks about Mum, that Balmum, he says that anything's Balmum is kasher apart. You don't find anywhere that it's possible. But Lachai is telling this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Now about the big dekuna, there's a Mishnah Masechtas Parah, Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph, that says that mechusa begadim is psula, and it says it was kli lavan hayinasis, that it was done with big day lavan. It sounds like even when the Kohen Gadol did the parah, he didn't wear the big day zav. He just wore big day lavan. The Ritva brings the Mishnah. And he brings a Sifri. The Sifri dashes it, Chukah Chukah from Yom Kippurim. The Tosefta there on the Mishnah says, if he did it by Big Day Zav, it's Psula. The Rambam passes that way. The Rambam in Hilchos Paraduma, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, Ha'aisa Aisa Levish Arba Kelim Shekayin Hedit. Bein Shas Shekayin Hedit, Bein Shas Shekayin Gadol. And in Perek Dal Halacha Gimel, he says, in Nasis Mechusa Begadim, Aisha Asa Big Day Zav, Aiba Big Day Chayil is Psula. He's mechusa begadim, or big day zav, or big day chayil is pasul. So the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Aleph, he asks the Kasha, what does he mean? What is the Rambam saying that he wears the Arba Kalim Shel Kayin Hedyot? L'chayr, that's not the word. He should wear the Arba Kalim of Yom Kippur. Because there's a difference. We had this earlier. The Rambam passes like the Man Yom that the Avnate of the Kayin Hedyot was the same as the Avnate of Kayin Gadol the whole year. Right? That the Avnate of the Kayin Hedyot was not just linen. It was linen and chelis and the garment and talayah shani. The avnate of Yom Kippur was just linen. So which avnate was worn by the Parah Aduma? Pashas, you would say, if you're learning a chukah chukah from, if you're learning chukah chukah from Yom Kippur, so you'd say you need the avnate of Yom Kippur. You need the avnate bad yachkar. But the Rambam's first not that way. The Rambam says he wore the dalad kalim shalkayin hedyot, which means the avnate of kalayim. And why does the Rambam say that? You know, Ziman of Shech, if the Rambam is going with the mission of Bekli Love and Hayanasis, and he's going with the Lachari, the Pshat is with the Sifri, right, why would a Kayin Gadol wear Kli Love and Elamai? He wears the big day on Mikipurim. So good. So then he should wear an Avnei Bad. If he's not going with that, so then he should wear big day Kayin Gadol. Where's his din that the Kayin Gadol should dafka wear the big day Kayin Hedit? What's the Pshat in that and where's the Makar to it? As I Mishnah Melech talks about it, Yivayim says the Vadayim David Sarach Talmud, he says, Yivayim Sarachin, come on, first you speak about it, Zabbakai v'Zabbakai, what exactly is the drasha and the din that you wear? But that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says he wears the big day Kayin Hedit, before that he wore taka the avnit of the Kayin Hedit, not exactly the big day lovin of the Yom Kippurim. That's Sarachin exactly why. The Gemara goes right up, V'asif Ishtar, Ish l'hachshir sezar, tar l'hachshir as isha. That Ish teaches you Zar is kasher, before he said Kayin, and Torah tells you to Yimakshir Isha. And Rashi says, why does Torah tell you to Yimakshir Isha? Maybe it's to tell you that you need Torah, not Tomei. So Rashi says, because Pshita, the Chat is Kayir Rahman. You don't need Torah to tell you not Tomei, because Chat is Kayir Rahman. So the Brisker Rav, here in the Kuntjus on Kedesh HaChodesh Yuma and Sukkah, he says, what's the Pshat in that? We're talking about the Asifa Safra. Chadis Kaya Rechmana is just until it's burnt. After that, there's no din Chadis Kaya Rechmana. The Shechita, the Kabbalah's Dam, the Hazon, and the Sreifa, you could say Chadis Kaya Rechmana. But on the Asifa Safra, there's no Chadis Kaya Rechmana. It's a power. It says, there's a drash in the Gemara, the Chadis He, Yemayel and Bav, Aloy Ba'afra. So he says, maybe Rashi just means that the Psuk until then had to be talking about Tar, because the Chadis Kaya Rechmana. So if it didn't say anything, so Ne'mana has the same requirement as before. But Lamaisi says it's very shver, because we spoke about this early in the shir. Rashi in Tzvachim says that the reason why there's no psul of Einin and Mechusa Kippurim is because it's Kachya Bedek Abayisi. He doesn't say that Chad is Kai Rechmana would have a psul Avayda. Faked, Rashi there says that the reason why there's a psul Tame is because Ishtar. That the whole psul Tame is Ishtar. He doesn't speak about it by Richas here. He speaks about Richas in the Sefer and the Rambam. There he doesn't bring this Rashi. Then he also shtickle Tayer in Rashi, he says in the Rambam also, that there is no psul tamei be'etzem mitzad ha'avoda by Para. The whole psul tamei is mitzad kol ma'aseihu b'tara. So that's why with the din of Tful Yom, this goes into a Tful Yom and Mechusi Kippurim, that the Pshat is a Tful Yom is a psul tamei, but it's not tamei. That's the meaning of Tvul Yayim. But Al Kopanim, there Rashi says that the reason why the reason why Atame is possible is because of Asaf Ishtar. And he says that even for the Shechita and for the other Maisei HaPar is because of Asaf Ishtar, not because of Chatas Kai Rechmana. And other Chatas Kai Rechmana wouldn't stim. He'd say it's Kachi Bedek Abayis. So that's his Kasha, Rashi and Yuma. It's really a shtickel shrine in the Gemara here, because the Gemara dashes is Tara Lakshas Isha. Balkapanim, Rashi and Yuma here is a stira to Rashi and Zvachim and in Yavamis, where there he says that how do you know Psul Tamei Bepari, even by the Aveda, is from Zasa Vishtar, and he doesn't hold of Chadis Karechman, he holds that Tzkat Shevedek Amayis, and here he says it's Psul Tamei, Tzkat Karechman, and he arrives there.